They go with a quick pitch to Darkwood. He's thrown for a loss. What a knifing tackle by Malcolm Jenkins.
Blunt carrying and bowling over people to the 30, to the 35. Carson Wentz dipping and dodging and diving for 11 yards.
And Blunt is in for the touchdown. He looks. He is going deep down the far side, and it is intercepted. Intercepted.
That's Russell Douglas.
Yeah, it is Russell Douglas. Manning goes to Darkwood. They stop him. They stop him.
Oh.
It was Vinny Curry who hit him with force. Manning again fires. It is deflected and intercepted. That goes Wentz again. He fires, and it is complete for a touchdown. Zach Ertz. He's looking. He's looking. He fires. It's incomplete. It's broken up. It goes to Clement. Clement outside. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's in the end zone. Corey Clement.
His first NFL touchdown.
The kick is away, and the kick is good, and we're tied. He's looking, fires on the far side. It is caught, stepping out of bounds with 1 second as Alshon Jeffery.
And this is the dream of a kicker.
Here we go.
Winning games, this is that one.
Yeah, but it's 61 yards. Hold your breath. Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is... It's good! And the Eagles win! They win! 61 yards! The longest kick in Eagles history!
And there you have it, the Bud Light story of the game. Merrill Reese, Mike Quick going crazy with some good reason. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, it's Eagles 360, and we are one day removed from an absolute, I think it's a miracle win. 61-yard field goal, why not?
It's always great to win a game. I was on the other side of the field when Matt Bryan hit that 63-yarder in Tampa Bay, and I was like, there's no way he can make a kick from this long, from this far, because it looks like he has to kick the ball a mile. 61 yards, Jake Elliott yesterday, impressive.
The longest in franchise history. It was the ending that we kind of dream about. The season opener at home, a game that just shifted momentum back and forth. Eagles, Giants battling down to the end, and the Eagles now in first place alone in the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys, of course, play this evening on Monday Night Football against the Arizona Cardinals. So go Arizona. And the Eagles, 2-1, two wins in the NFC East. Brian, you cannot overstate how important that is.
Anytime you can get a win against a division foe in your own house, it's always good. And listen, you continue to rack up these wins in your division. Now you're talking about division champions. That's the goal. Everybody wants to get a home field advantage. Everybody wants to make it to the playoffs. We took a big, major step yesterday in kind of get that championship.
There's a lot to dig into here. Offense, defense, special teams, injuries, play calling, decision making. So let's begin right now with a discussion about the offense. It's brought to you by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. And yes, Virginia, the Eagles can run the football. 193 yards, their most in a couple of seasons. They did it with a three-headed monster of LeGarrette Blount, Wendell Smallwood, and Corey Clement. Brian, you've been part of that rotation. I thought Doug Peterson, Deuce Daly ran it very well on Sunday.
Well, anytime you want to run the football, you have to have the offensive line on task and doing their job. And I think the offensive line did a great job yesterday of opening up holes. Doug continued to be dependent on the run game. He got Blount going early on in the game. And you saw it yesterday. You gave him 12 carries. You got the big guy rolling a little bit. And now as defenders, they don't want to tackle. Then you throw Smallwood in there. He's quicker. He's going to get to the hole. He's going to make guys miss. And then Corey Clement, a rookie, getting in the game, scoring a touchdown when the team desperately needed that. You always love that as a running back.
What I saw, I saw Blount run with more authority, more anger. I saw Smallwood physical breaking tackles. Did you agree with that?
Well, listen, you put Blount on the bench last week, and he comes back on a mission. He comes back determined. He was hungry yesterday, and you saw it in his play. That's what they want to see more of as the season goes on.
Interesting look for the Eagles at left guard. They benched Isaac Seumalo. They started Chance Warmack. They replaced Warmack with Stephen Wisniewski, who is probably at this point, Brian, the best option at left guard. Your view here of a position that's really critical.
Well, it's important. That's the pressure that you get right up front in the middle of the line can either make or break your plays. I think Wisniewski did a very good job, especially coming off of the bench, not starting. He did a good job protecting. He did a good job of opening holes in the run game, especially on that Clement touchdown. He was right there, big-time block on the edge. That's important. You have a guy that understands offense. You also have a guy in Wisniewski that understands blocking schemes. That's important. He's a smart guy. I think he worked out fine.
So for the Eagles, it was all about the run. Carson Wentz, not as prolific as maybe we thought he would, but let's give respect to the Giants defensively because they are still a good defense, although the run game has been getting gashed this season. But Carson Wentz, 21 of 31, 176 yards, a touchdown. And for the first time, Brian, drove the Eagles down the field, albeit not all the way down the field, had a huge completion to Alshon Jeffrey, and sets up the winning points at the end of the game. Another step for the young quarterback.
Signature moment for a young quarterback. And as a young quarterback, you're always looking for those moments where you can say, hey, I drove my team down the field and I won the game for my team. Yesterday was a great moment. Glad they made the kick. Great catch and throw by Carson and Alshon.
Brian, three games in here, do you feel like you know what this personality is of this offense? Is it still a developing chemistry?
Yeah, I still think Doug is trying to figure out exactly which way he wants this offense to go. They're developing it. You want to get Blunt involved. You want to get Alshon involved. You have so many playmakers on this offense, and you have a quarterback that's dynamic and that can get the ball to him. It's important that they continue to grow as the season goes. And I don't have a problem with changing the format or changing what you are as a team, depending on who you're playing against across the line. And so I think some games are going to be run. Like this week, they should be able to run the ball against the Chargers. You might not see as much of Carson Wentz, but you should see an awful lot of your running backs. Hopefully that continues.
Would you like, all of a sudden, Doug turns into a ground game guy.
Listen.
You'd love that, right? Running back, you'd love that.
I always argue with Andy underneath my breath, of course, about running the football. Run, run, run. We saw an offense yesterday that did a very good job against a poor defensive run team. Run the football, run the football. Now you're getting second and short, third and short. It's manageable for a young quarterback.
That is our look at the Eagles offense from the win 27-24 over the New York Giants, brought to you by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. More to get to here on Eagles 360. We've got a look at the defense. The Eagles came up big with some major injury question marks. And then we'll talk about the special teams and, of course, Jake Elliott with a 61-yarder. But it was more than that on special teams. Also a loss for the special teams and the offense with Darren Sproles. We need to talk about that. When we return to Eagles 360, we go inside the film room. It's our 360 look at this Eagles team, the All-22 look at a big play. Corey Clement, the local kid, comes home and in his first regular season game, scores a touchdown. We'll be back in just a moment. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 Triple Play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Meet the Wawa Classic Hoagie. Every classic hoagie is made for you with delicious ingredients on a freshly baked roll. Try one today, like a toasty cheesesteak, a mouthwatering meatball, or a classic Italian hoagie. Every one made just how you like it. So, now that you've been introduced, stop by and get a fresh, delicious classic hoagie today. Gotta have a Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook. Now we want to give you a look at some of the big plays from Sunday's win over the Giants. It's our All-22 review. Fran Duffy and Greg Cosell, the first play we want to show you. Corey Clement, 15 yards out. Big touchdown run, tied the game. Let's take a look at how the play happened.
So the Eagles go up 14-0, and it's a very tumultuous second half from that point on, Greg, because Odell Beckham scores two touchdowns, then Sterling Shepard has a long touchdown on a catch and run. Now it's 21-14.
We're getting a little
Giants,
nervous.
A little bit nervous. Yeah. Starting to sweat a little bit here at the NovaCare Complex, but the Eagles march down the field and get a great touchdown run from the rookie Corey Clement.
Yeah, and the concept of this was really nice. They go with six offensive linemen, first of all, because there's Vaitai right there as the sixth lineman. And it's a very basic concept. It's an outside run, what we really call a pin pull. So you're going to get Vaitai and Jason Peters. They're going to pin. They're going to block down. That's the pin concept. And then what you get is the center, Kelsey, and the left guard, Wisniewski. They're going to pull. So it's a pin pull concept. Staple run in the league. A lot of teams do this. Executed exceptionally well. As we start to run this, you'll see how they get the corner totally clean. Really good job by Kelsey, Wisniewski. They get the corner, and then Clement does the rest. Really nice concept, well executed.
When you have an athletic center like Jason Kelsey,
yeah,
who, that's not an easy block,
no,
to be able to get outside of a sixth offensive lineman, get all through all,
yeah,
that traffic and find that linebacker at the second level on the play side. Great block by Kelsey to help set this up.
And Wisniewski, a really nice block as well.
No question. He kicks out that forced defender, and Corey Clement does the rest. So the Eagles tie it up 21-21. Well, they have the opportunity.
We're not done yet.
We're not done yet. Something happens a little bit later to help set up a big win.
Thanks so much, Fran and Greg. Look, Brian, I believe that ultimately Corey Clement is going to be a big part of this offense. And he just continues to get a little bit more work, a little bit more work. We saw in that touchdown run that he is talented enough to see the whole, to get outside,
yep,
and got a little power, got a little speed. Your take.
Again, starts with the line up front. Wisniewski did a great job of sealing this guy outside. Then you get Jason Kelsey on that edge. He took two guys there. Now you have Corey Clement all by himself with a defender in space. He stiff-armed the guy, made a miss, and he gets into the end zone. I was impressed because he used his vision, he used his patience early on, allowed his blocks to be set up, and then he used his speed and his strength to get into the end zone. I was impressed by the young man.
All right, one more play to take a look at in our All-22 review. End of the game, 7 seconds left. The Eagles need a big play, so they go to Alshon Jeffrey. Fran and Greg break it down.
So the Eagles get the ball back with just a few seconds left on the clock, and now it's kind of crunch time. They got time for a couple of plays here. On the first play, Carson Wentz scrambles, throws the ball out of bounds. We think, we're saying to ourselves, probably overtime. Chance for one more play. Let's see what the Eagles can
do.
Well,
really, what I was thinking was, when I go in the office tomorrow, I'm going to have 90 Eagles offensive plays to watch. That's going to take me 4 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but anyway,
yeah,
just
so,
an aside.
Well, so they come out in a 3-by-1 look here. You have Zach Ertz here on the backside, and now you've got a bunch look over to the right-hand side with Torrey Smith at the top, Nelson Agholor inside, and then you've got Alshon Jeffrey there on the outside. And it's a really staple part of the Eagles' offense, a three-level stretch.
It's really a three-level stretch. And what you wanted to do here is, with Torrey Smith, you're just looking to lift these defenders, the back defenders here, because you need to get them out of there.
Yep.
Okay, you want them lifted, because then the second part of this is really with the route by Agholor and the route by Jeffrey, you're looking to high-low Eli Apple. And actually, Carson Wentz, I'm always amazed by this with defenders as we start to run this. I'm always amazed by this. If we freeze it right about there, you know, general area, what happens here is Wentz gets a little bit of a shoulder roll right out there. Now, Eli Apple, who's right here, only he could tell you why he starts to jump this, but that was the design. Because now what you get is you get the lift, you get the short route right there, and now you get Jeffrey working basically a corner route, and it's a high-low right there with the flat and the corner, and it worked perfectly.
It's a beautiful concept, and it works to perfection. Eli Apple's sole purpose there is to protect the sideline, to make sure that no throw is complete, to be able to stop the clock. And with a little subtle move from Carson Wentz, a great play design from Doug Peterson, they're able to get the ball inside the 45-yard line, set up a 61-yard
goal. Because the 5-yard gain wasn't going to help the Eagles there.
No, I don't think so.
Jumping the 5-yard route, but hey, that's what happened. It's set up, and we were discussing what happens next. Why go for Hail Mary? All I hear about is these field goal kickers make 65-yard field goals in pregame.
Yeah.
So give them a chance to make a 61-yarder.
Well, that's exactly what Jake Elliott does. The former fifth-round pick, a rookie, comes here and nails the 61-yarder, an Eagles franchise record, to end the game for the Eagles, 27-24. A huge win. We've got a ton to break down here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com over the course of the next week. We will do all of that right here. And thanks for joining us on All-22 Review.
All right, thanks very much, guys. Brian, that was a key play, key moment, very aware of everything. I do wonder if the game was at MetLife Stadium, if the Eagles would still have that 1 second on the clock, but they really executed it perfectly.
That's called home field advantage. That's part exactly of playing right at home. A great throw and catch, great call by Doug, an awesome play design. You just have to wonder, what are you doing, Eli Apple? Why are you trying to jump on the short route? You're crazy. Let the play develop. You back up, allow them to catch the ball, and then you go up and make the tackle. It worked out great for us. Alshon did a great job of getting his toes down and then getting out of bounds, giving us an opportunity. You know, we always used to say, give yourself a chance to have a chance. They did that in that play. Carson, great throw, get out of bounds, kick the winning field goal.
Nice stuff. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. We're going to take a look at the defense and the special teams and also talk about the loss of Darren Sproles out with the broken arm and the torn ACL done for the season. Where do the Eagles go from here? We'll be back on Eagles 360 in just a moment. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. McDonald's introduces the new signature crafted sriracha sandwich made with a new sriracha mac sauce and a kick of spice.
This isn't a city that waits for good things to happen. We make them happen. We're doing it right now. You can feel the renewed energy in Philadelphia. Energy that's strong, resilient, and every day the men and women of PGW are out there making it better. Building the future is hard work, but we're up to the task. We work for Philadelphia. Visit pgworks.com.
Community College of Philadelphia has given me a blueprint to pursue my career aspirations.
They have many locations and it's very close to home.
There's a real community here at the college. You're able to meet many people who are figuring it out.
Very small classes, so you can get one-on-one attention with your professor.
It allowed me to be a role model for my community.
I feel Community College of Philadelphia is helping me start my career.
I feel like I'm ready for whatever my career path takes me.
And that's why I go.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Don't overpay for your diamonds. For more than 30 years, Golden Nugget Jewelers has been cutting and polishing the most beautiful ethical diamonds in the world and selling them at factory direct prices. We are proud to be the only authorized dealer in Philadelphia for Tacori, Garagio, and Michael M.
And a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Check out our 5-star reviews online, then visit us on Jewelers Row and see why we sell more loose diamonds than any other retailer in the tri-state area. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Eagles 360 is back. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. The Eagles beating the Giants on Sunday 27-24. And now we want to talk about the defense and the special teams. The defense missing Rodney McLeod, Corey Graham, Jalen Watkins, losing Fletcher Cox, losing Jordan Hicks. And then you're sitting there after three quarters going, wow, the Eagles own Eli Manning. 14-0 lead. Didn't happen that way in the fourth quarter.
This is extreme. The next man up. And you just named all the guys that are hurt. I mean, it's amazing that this defense has done so well with all these different pieces coming in and out of the game. We always talk about continuity, offense and defense. You don't have continuity when you have a lot of reserve. Your second and third players in there, and they were impressive being able to stop and slow down a quarterback. And Eli has been very prolific throughout his career. They did a good job, even without a sack.
Yeah, and let's get to that. We thought, you know, this would be a matchup problem for the Giants, that the Eagles' front would be overwhelming for the offensive line of the Giants that struggled so much. But the game plan here, so important in the NFL. What a job by the Giants to get the football out of Eli Manning's hands, attack the middle of the field, and get back into the game. Not only get back into it, but take a lead. So then the Eagles readjust and make a big stop at the end of the game, setting up the final drive.
I love what Jim Schwartz has done. He said, okay, we're going to still attack with four, but we're going to allow our young cornerbacks to see everything, play everything. You're going to watch the quarterback and your man. And then this is the best part about it. They're coming up and making good tackles. They're not missing tackles. They're gang tackling. I love to see a defense playing like that.
Brian, Rasul Douglas, third-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. We've seen a very rapid growth in his game since he's been basically forced onto the field. I don't think the plan was to play him much. Your take on him and how much he's grown and the future for a kid who's got those long arms, aggressive, and has shown the speed to stay with Brandon Marshall down the field.
Well, coming out of school, we knew he was a ball hawk, a lot of interceptions. I think he led the nation in interceptions last year. We knew also with those long arms, you have to have a perfect throw to beat him. He's competitive, which you always need. I think Mills does a great job of competing as well. But now you have to make a perfect throw. If you mess up, throw the ball inside. That has to be outside. He's right there. I think as these young cornerbacks age, as they continue to mature, the confidence from games like this will continue to carry them through.
And we will see with Cox, with his calf injury, with Hicks and his ankle injury, how they progress through the week and get ready for the San Diego Chargers. On to special teams now, and we all obviously understand the 61-yard field goal was perfect snap, perfect protection, great hold, and the kick for the ages. But there was more to it than that in the big picture. The punt from Brad Wing that shanked out of bounds, Brian, he had to be thinking about you in 2003, DeSean Jackson in 2010. Do you think that happened?
The Giants just can't get this punting game right.
At the end of the game, they have no idea what to do with
it. Just kick the ball as far as you can kick it. They always mess it up. It's good for us, though.
Yeah.
The Giants will find a way to lose it on special teams. Yesterday didn't help.
All right, now in the big picture here, Darren Sproles out. Yeah. Torrey Smith, next man up as a return man on Sunday. May not be the case in the future here. How much of a loss is Sproles?
Huge. I mean, not only for your offense, you see the things that Darren's able to do offensively, but your special teams. He's a dynamic player. Every punter has to consider, hey, I'm going to kick the ball to Darren Sproles. He can return the ball back on me. And so that kind of scares punters. And so now you're missing that guy that can help change field positions when your offense isn't playing well, when your defense isn't playing well. Darren Sproles was a game changer. Hate to see a great player end his – hopefully not end his career, but maybe end his career like this.
Yeah, he talked about this being his last year. Yeah. Will be tough to come back from that ACL and from the broken arm as well. So we wish Darren Sproles the very best in his recovery. And we see what the Eagles do. Dave Phipp, the best special teams coordinator in the National Football League, always has that next man up mentality. All right, Brian, so the Eagles got to get it going again here. I mean, they got to get that emotional level high traveling to the West Coast on Sunday for the Chargers. How tough will that be?
It's going to be a tough trip. It's a long trip to fly all the way out there. However, you just had a great division win at home. Now it's time to go back it up on the road. Now it's time to take that same mentality, physical, tough, hard-nosed mentality up front on the road and see if this defense can travel. And hopefully this run game travels as well. And then Carson has a little bit better game. I think this team should be able to win this football game.
Well, speaking of looking ahead, let's take a look at the Amorosos on the menu. What's ahead for you? On Tuesday here, we've got Glenn Macnow in studio as the co-host. His takeaways from the Thrilla in South Phila on Sunday. Doug Peterson in studio to talk about that and the overall state of the team with the injuries and looking ahead to the Chargers. And then Deuce Staley, a little film breakdown. His running backs really stepped up and delivered on Sunday, Brian. That makes everybody in the world of the Eagles feel a lot better. The fans, the media, the team. The running backs are going to be okay.
Deuce. You know, and I've known Deuce since I came into the league. He's always been grumpy. He's grumpy when I check with him today, but he's proud of his young guys. They stepped up. They blocked much better. They understand the blocking techniques. There's still some work to do, but they ran the ball well. He's proud of that.
Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro, we're proud of you for joining us today. Eagles 360 returns on Tuesday. Glenn Macnow here. Still celebrating the win over the Giants with the San Diego Chargers ahead. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.